26 patients went in almost 2 months ago at this stage, and they're settling in well and in nicely, and it's wonderful and all that kind of stuff. But the rest of the hospital still has no more patients than that, and people have been asking why. I've had a number of phone calls and a number of families onto me in relation to this, and you know, families who really need this service have loved ones that need the care, and it has been, I suppose, slower than it could be, maybe. But the, you know, it was always planned to open this on a phased basis, and the, you know, I haven't been able to get any answers until yesterday afternoon, in fact. There was a workplace, there was a WRC meeting yesterday, and there's a bit more of an indicative timeline and a bit more progress to report since that meeting yesterday. So I think it's kind of, it's certainly positive, and the story really is, Niall, that the HSE and unions have agreed, and they have now full permission and full agreement to recruit all the staff that are necessary to open the entire hospital. Again, this is going to be continue on a phased basis, and the next phase of this will be a short stay ward will be the next thing that they will focus on opening, and alongside that, another long stay ward. And that will be, hopefully, and I'm only saying this, I'm not promising anything, but by the end of June, start of July is the indicative timeline for the next intake of patients into the Shield. So that is kind of positive. It's something that's kind of definite, because this has been floating around for a while. They're waiting on staff, they're recruiting, it's going through the process. But this is the first time that I've got an indicative timeline as to when the next intake of patients will be.
Yeah, and we have a statement from the HSE which we'll come to, which bears out what you're saying. But from your information, is it was always going to be this phased opening situation, wasn't it? Step by step.
It was always that, and it was always, for a long time, it's been planned to have the hospital fully opened and fully functional by the end of 2024, and that's what they're still aiming for and hoping for, and they feel at this point in time that will be the case, that every bed will be filled by the end of this year. Now, again, they're a wee bit cautious in saying that, because we don't know what's going to happen within the next number of months, but everything is in place in terms of the HICWA registration, which we've had since the start of the year. And now this sort of full agreement to recruit all the staff, which took an enormous amount of work, I'm led to believe, to get that agreement in place. But that is agreed now. And this is very sizable, because once full, there will be between 140 and 150 staff working in Ballyshannon, which is an enormous jobs boost for the area. And also, you know, as well as providing this wonderful service that will be there, It will have a great impact on the local economy to have an extra 150 jobs in Ballyshannon with, I suppose, money in people's pockets and salaries coming into houses. It will be really positive, and it's probably the spin-off of this will be enormous for the area, for the local economy, as well as having a top-class facility in the area. And so it's very substantial. So this phase basis will continue, and it is kind of going in the right direction, definitely. And that meeting yesterday was very positive, I'm led to believe.